You're tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, your choice for community radio in the Shoe Swap. Your community radio is produced by volunteers, and the broadcast infrastructure is supported by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. Sponsoring a program is $100 monthly and gets your business or other concern up to 12 mentions a week. To find out more, phone us at 250-463-5026 or go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca. While you're there, check out our broadcast schedule. Apply for membership, only $20 a year, and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week, Live in the Shoe Swap features a homecoming concert by Mike Zatchernuk, who started his musical education here in Salmon Arm and now makes his home in Japan. He and some local musicians have gotten together to play us an evening of bop-inspired tunes. Up next, the quartet will take us on a trip to Barbados, but first, Mike talks about Tom Shorthouse and, of course, living in Japan.
Actually, Tom played in the, I think, in the symphony in Taipei once, so that's kind of interesting that you bring that up, because he had experience playing professionally in Asia. But yeah, I never thought about that until now. But he was just, he just had a beautiful sound. He taught me a lot about the trumpet. I didn't take a whole ton of lessons with him, but he just taught me a lot about articulation and sound production and just how to just play the instrument more than play jazz.
Right.
Yeah. And he was just really generous with his knowledge and his time and whatnot. And he was always good for a hang. He'd come out and you know, come out to our gigs and hang out and have a beer and be supportive of us. So that was, he was a really sweet guy to have around.
How did you end up living in Japan?
Okay. Yeah, so I met my current wife at a private party. I was playing trumpet in a penthouse suite in Vancouver, and she was a guest there, and she seemed to be enjoying the music. So we started chatting. We eventually started dating, and when she moved back to Japan, I was actually thinking of moving to doing a working holiday and going out to Spain for a while. So I was saving for that. I kind of wanted to do some traveling, but then that ended up being Japan instead of Spain.
Okay.
And I stayed on there, and I've been there ever since.
Okay.
14 years now.
Is that a bit of a cultural adjustment moving there like that?
That was really hard. For me, I'm not so good at languages, but the first couple of years I attended Japanese language school. I was studying all the time. I carried a Japanese-English dictionary around with me everywhere I went. I kept playing the trumpet, but I wasn't gigging so much in the first couple of years, and I was just hitting the Japanese really hard. And then when I started working more on the trumpet and around the first time, or the time my first daughter was born, I had to give up my language studies and concentrate more on making a living for
right.
my family. So I haven't been studying Japanese as much as I'd like to, but I got it to the point where I can communicate with other band members, and we can, you know, be on the same footing, and people don't have to translate anything for me.
Okay. You're in a fairly comfortable place there.
I guess, well, I have moments of extreme discomfort, but but you know, all the hard work paid off. If there's one thing that some cheesy lesson I can give in this interview is that, you know, I've never been natural at anything, even trumpet included. You know, I've always struggled with my high register. I've struggled with my language studies and everything, but I've been pretty persistent at everything, and so that's, you know, I owe everything that I have to my persistence, and then also to the people that helped nurture me, and you know, my passions and whatnot. You know, right from my parents to all the teachers in Salmon Arm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.